From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Bridget Dowd with your state and local news update. Nearly 250 doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been distributed at Juneau's airport since the shots were made available there in mid-May. I spoke to public health officials who say they continue to see a decrease in demand for the shots. City Emergency Manager Robert Barr says among those getting vaccinated at the airport, about 70% have been residents and 30% were non-residents.
Those non-resident numbers could be anyone, right? So they can be residents of another state, they could be non-US residents, just anyone who doesn't have an Alaskan address.
Barr says they'd expected to see slightly more non-residents take advantage of the program. Separately, the Juneau Chamber of Commerce recently doubled its gift card incentives from $20 to $40 in hopes of attracting more people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. That offer is available to people who get shots at participating city and public health clinics. Barr says you can't get a gift card at the airport because that's a state program, but some commercial pharmacies are participating.
Search will be participating. Genoa Healthcare, Ron's Apothecary, and Juneau Urgent Care are also all participating in that program. I would say it's going pretty well. We are seeing about a tenth of a percent of our population in vaccine doses every day, which has definitely slowed down.
The city has been receiving fewer requests for pop-up clinics as well. Barr says he doesn't expect to see any major changes in numbers until children under 12 can get the vaccine. But at this point, that's not likely to happen before September. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd. Dozens of sought-after Juneau homes are built in an avalanche path, and decades of studies have pointed to the very real possibility of a big destructive slide in the neighborhood's future. But researchers and residents gauge risks differently. As KTOO's Claire Strempel reports, a mix of personal choices and policy decisions keeps people in at-risk areas.
Janice and Butch Holst have owned the yellow house in the middle of their block since the late 1970s.
We're a landmark, yeah, the whole Sun Barrens Avenue.
Janice sits in an armchair in her cozy, slightly nautical-themed living room. She and her husband have been married nearly 60 years.
60.
At the time of the purchase, they didn't know the house where they planned to raise their children was in a zone that National Geographic magazine once called the nation's worst risk for a major avalanche disaster. Janice's husband found out about the risk at work from a colleague.
He was bragging about having found a nice house right here with the schools and having four kids. It was perfect. And the friend said, "Really? I don't know why. It's a big avalanche area. You're not going to be safe there." And and we've lived here happily ever since, but we have had some scary times.
Behind their house, the 3,000-foot avalanche chute is bright green with new spring foliage that stands out from the darker, older forest on either side. When avalanche danger climbed into the extreme range in their neighborhood this last winter, the Holsts went and stayed with their grown son for a night. But Janice doesn't have any plans to leave her home for much longer than that. The city has toyed with the idea of a home buyout program, but she says there's almost no way they'd take it, and whacks the arm of her chair for emphasis.
I don't think so, unless it was like a million, trillion, zillion, billion dollars and a free maid and cooked meals every day and a mink coat to keep me warm.
She says they have great neighbors, and the avalanches everyone's talking about haven't hurt them. Lisa Abias lives down the street from the Holsts. She and her husband didn't know they were buying into the avalanche zone either.
Did the realtor say anything?
Oh, no.
Lender?
Nope. Nobody said a word. You know, and that was back in 1969.
She raised six kids in the house and says when there was avalanche risk, they slept against the uphill side wall downstairs. She says she'd take a home buyout if it was offered.
But if the city wants to buy the house, come on, bring it on.
In 2011, the city of Juneau contracted Swiss researchers to assess the risk to the Barrens neighborhood. The report said a major avalanche could run all the way from the top of Mount Juneau to the Gastineau Channel, with enough force to destroy wood frame houses in its path.
When you look at town and you see these huge snowfields looming over neighborhoods, I mean, the gentleman that I brought in from Switzerland and France and other places in Europe look at me and say, "We can't believe you built here."
Tom Matisse runs the city's avalanche program. He co-authored a study that describes the risk to 60 homes, a hotel, and a boat harbor in the Barrens avalanche path. City code reveals how seriously the municipality takes avalanche risk. In severe avalanche zones, like the Barrens path, the city of Juneau doesn't allow new construction. No additions, no in-law units, no new bedrooms. Nothing that would increase the human density of the area. But he says right after he took on his job, he floated the idea of home buyouts. He says the assembly at the time balked at the cost share the city would have to take on and decided not to spend the money. Matisse says it's a hard sell because people who have moved in more recently knew about the risk when they bought. Sellers now have to disclose it. Matisse says one way to get the city and residents to consider a buyout might be after an avalanche causes damage in the neighborhood.
Because as soon as you get the insurance company involved because you damaged your house, that actually could be used as the cost share. So we could get some FEMA money to come in and buy that property, use that insurance money instead of government money to be that local cost share, make that homeowner whole, move them out of that resident, and turn that into open park space for perpetuity.
Some people on Barrens think the studies overestimate the risk. One accused Matisse of fear-mongering. Sherry Brackett-Binder is a community psychologist and an independent researcher based on the East Coast.
I'm a disaster researcher. I think about disasters all the time. But for residents, disasters are just one point among many that make up, you know, the complex reality of their lives.
She studied home buyouts in the wake of major storms like Hurricane Sandy. And she found that while municipalities see buyouts as a tool for prevention, people see them as a tool for recovery. That is, most homeowners don't want to leave a perfectly good home in a dangerous place, but they are more likely to consider leaving a damaged home.
So I can look at pictures of a community that's in the path of an avalanche and think, yep, those houses shouldn't be there, right? That's not a great place to build a community. But it's not my house, right? It's not my community that we're talking about dissolving, and it's not my life that we're talking about upending.
She says there are social consequences to a move, like the Hulse who love their neighbors, and the financial. There's no guarantee about getting the market value for a home. And Juneau's housing market is tight. If more than 30 households wanted to move at once, that would be tough. Current city policy offers residents an avalanche warning system. Someone to literally knock on their doors and ask them to get out of harm's way. But while the city won't add people to the area, it hasn't invested in a plan to reduce the number of people who live there yet. Their only path out of harm's way is to sell their homes and pass the risk to someone else. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple for KTOO.
Construction is underway as workers fix the bumpy roadwork on Glacier Highway to improve access for pedestrians and vehicles. The two-year project will resurface and improve Glacier Highway from Glacier Highway Access Road to the intersection with Vanderbilt Hill Road. The current phase of the project is being done between Vanderbilt Hill Road and the Lemon Creek Bridge. Garrett Paul is the project manager with the State Department of Transportation.
The roadway is in pretty rough shape, and there's lots of patches. Lots of work that's happened along this corridor for other reasons, and it's kind of left the road a hodgepodge of paving patches.
Paul says workers are currently making underground improvements to culverts and drainages.
The end goal is to have the whole southern half of the project done in 2021, so this year. So we're going to hopefully get everything done up to Davis Avenue, which is just north of Lemon Creek Bridge.
Paul says workers are trying to keep delays down to a maximum of 20 minutes. They're also keeping two lanes of traffic open at all times. Drivers can expect the center turn lane to be used as a traffic lane. Drivers can also take a detour through Lemon Creek on Egan Drive. Pedestrians will still have sidewalk access through work areas or will be directed by workers through the work zone. Paul says the next phase of the project will be completed next year between Davis Avenue and Renninger Street near the old Walmart. Juneau City officials reported no new cases of COVID-19 today. There are currently 3 active cases of the virus among Juneau residents. Nearly 63% of Juneau's total population has been fully vaccinated. Anyone 12 years or older can sign up to get vaccinated at juneau.org/vaccine or by calling 586-6000 7 days a week between 8 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.